In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the reorder control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The reorder control lets you present your users with a list of data items and then use their mouse to drag and drop those items into any sequence that they like. So this is a great way to provide the user with the ability to do things like select the order of most to least preference in a collection of items, or perhaps the sequence of steps in a workflow, for example. But basically, you can use the reorder control to allow your user to define any type of item sequencing that's appropriate for your application. So to get started, as always, I'll fire up the free version of Visual Web Developer Express, create a new Ajax Control Toolkit enabled website. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to, as I often do, include an images folder and a CSS file, and then I'm going to drag the CSS file out of the Solutions Explorer and into the header section of my default.aspx page so that I can use the classes that are defined therein. Now, one of the things we're going to need to use the reorder control is we're going to need a data source, and this is where the items that are displayed in the reorderable list come from. Now, in our case, I'm going to use these files, which represent a SQL Express database. But basically, you can use data that is accessible from any repository as long as it's accessible through a data source control object. So it could be in a, you know, an Access database, SQL database, you know, some other database, or perhaps an Excel file, XML file, or basically you could even create this list of items manually and then just expose them through a data source object. So we're going to take those SQL Express files, drop them into my app.data folder here, and just overwrite the default ones that are already there. Now I'm going to hop over into design mode, my default.aspx page. And let's see, the first thing I'm going to do is just add a little text for guidance. Differentiate that with italics. Next thing I'm going to do is go down to, in my toolbox to my Ajax Extensions tool tab and grab an update panel, drop that on the page, then go down into the Ajax Control Toolkit tool tab panel, which we manually created since there's no installer for the Ajax Control Toolkit. I'm going to grab a reorder list control, take it out of the toolbox, and drop it onto my page inside my update panel. This just tells me that the DLL for the toolkit already exists because we chose a toolkit template type. There's no problem. We'll go ahead. Now note that we need to select a data source. So let's go ahead and configure one. We're going to use a database. We'll just leave the SQL source 1. We're going to create a new connection. And we're going to use a SQL Server database file. So we'll select the database.mdf file, which is in our app data folder. Let's go ahead and test that connection. Okay, so we're good to go. Let's go ahead and move forward. This asks us if we want to save the configuration information in our web.config file, which we certainly do. So let's go ahead and do that. We need to select the items that are going to be selected. So let's select all four items, and notice what we have here. These are the items that will be usable in the list of items that the user will drag and drop and reorder. So I have the item ID, title, description, and priority. I'm also going to click on the Advanced tab and say we want to generate, insert, update, and delete statements as well. Let's just test the query, make sure everything works. Excellent. So you can see we've got a few tasks that are already predefined in the database. Right, so the database is obviously not very complex, just enough to represent the items in the reorder list that we're going to be working with. Okay. Now let's hop over into source mode and start to round out our application. You can see that the SQL data source is generated for us using the tool. And here is our reorder list. So I'm just going to shorten up the name here of Update Panel to be UP for Update Panel 1. And now we can configure our reorder list here. And I'm going to use my preferred argument formatting mechanism of all of the control specific arguments being on a line to themselves. Okay, so let's go ahead and add some detail here. So we by default we've got the SQL data source in place, and postback on reorder is false, so we don't want to do a postback on reorder. We want to let the user make all the changes that they want, and then we can take some other action if we want to do server-side programming, like clicking on a separate button or what have you. So next, let's add some references to the CSS classes that we included with our .css file. So this is going to set up some of the visuals. Let's see. Let's specify a drag handle alignment, and this is going to specify where the drag handle is going to be. We'll show you what the drag handle is going to be in a minute here. We're going to put those on the left side. And let's fix our formatting here a little bit. Item insert location. And we'll set that to the beginning. All right, so when we insert a new item, we're going to want it to go at the beginning. We need to specify a data key field. And this will be one of the fields in the table of the data source that we're using. So in our case, it's going to be item ID, which was the first field in our table. Then we're going to specify what which field will determine the sort order. And we're going to use priority. Right, so they'll be sorted based on priority. I'm also going to specify a width for this collection of items, and I'm just going to make it 400 pixels so we've got a width that will contain all of the items that we're going to display. The other thing that I want to do is inside this content template, I'm going to add a div, and I'm going to assign a class to that div, which will give us some let us pick up some visuals from our CSS class that we included with the .css file. And here's the name that I've got. Now I need to take this div, and this actually wants to be inside the content template. So I'm going to grab the closing portion of that div and go down to just after the end of the reorder list, which is here. And we can end that. Let's go ahead and look at. So notice that still, because a lot of this is generated at runtime, we don't see the details yet. Now, inside our reorder list, we now need to have an item template. And let's back this up a little bit. We are also going to define an edit item template. So let's shell these out. A reorder template. A drag handle template. An insert item template. And now we can go and flush these out one at a time. So the first thing we'll do here is we'll add a div so we can pick up some styles from our CSS class. And we just call that item area. And here we're going to just add a couple of controls. So let's find our toolbox, and we're going to add just simply two label controls. Well, let's fix that there. Let's go up into our standard controls, find a label, add one, add a second one, and I'm going to use the XML shorthand for these controls. Okay. Now, this is where we're going to display the values from the table in our data source. Something we're going to do here is I'm going to use HTML encoding to make sure that we're sort of using good programming practices here. So let's let's do this. So we're going to grab some text here. So we're going to use HTTP utility HTML encode. Convert to string eval we're going to be looking at the title there and that should do it. And we're going to do a similar thing with our second label. Only it's not title we're going after, it's description. Okay, so that will serve as our item template. Now let's look at our edit template. And edit template is where we're going to allow the user to make changes. So let's go and inside our edit template here, we're going to need we're going to need a few text boxes. So we'll add 1, 2, 3 text boxes. This will allow us to edit each of the three fields. And then again, I'm going to use the shorthand versions of XML here. So I'll get rid of these full closing tags. And for each, we need to specify the text. So we're going to say bind to title for the first one. And then we'll do similar bindings for each of the remaining two. So we'll go bind to description and priority. Okay. Next, we'll specify our reorder template. To do that, we're going to include a little panel. So let's find a panel control. And let's just add a CSS class here. And the name of the CSS class in our stylesheet.css file is reorder queue. Okay, next. Drag handle. This is just going to be a div, so specify a div, and in our stylesheet.css file we have a class called drag handle. Okay, and last we need our insert item template. So here, I'm just going to add a div, and I'm just going to hard code a bit of style here. I probably ought to abstract this out into my CSS file, but I'd forgotten to do so. So we'll say padding left 25 pixels. Border bottom 30 border bottom thin solid transparent. Okay. Okay, now inside the div, next I'm going to need an ASP.NET panel. So let's grab another instance of the panel, drop it inside that div. And now inside the panel, let's give it a default button. A default button is going to be just button 1. Now inside that panel, let's go ahead and add 3 controls. So let's add inside that panel, let's add a text box, a button, and let's add. We could add a required field validator here, I guess. Let's not bother to do that. You probably do want to bind some field validation to the fields that will be required for a to-do list item. If you're emulating this this demonstration. So, for our text box, we're going to need to do a binding. So let's use the magic of cut and paste. And bind to the title. And for this button, so it's run at server. Let's specify the command name equals. And our command name here is going to be insert, because we're adding a new item. Text equals add. Okay. Let's go ahead and fire up our application. Looks like I made a coding error. String constants must end with double quote. Yep, that'll do it. Okay, let's try that again. So what we should see here is our list of items. So these you'll recognize these are the list of items that were retrieved from our database. Notice maybe I want to do more stuff first, so I can grab the drag handle. Notice the drag handle is that little area that we specified. And in our case, that's just a div. You could put an image in there or basically whatever you want. It's just HTML content. So I can use drag and drop to resequence these. I can add an additional item. So I clicked twice, so I added two of them. That's it. It's that easy to use the reorder list. This can be a great way for you not only to allow your user to use visually intuitive drag and drop mechanisms for creating a sequence from this list of items, but also to add their own items. And you can basically lift this code and extend it to your heart's delight. So that's it. Hopefully that's useful. That's how you use the reorder control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.